Quest accepted. Dunk must die. Difficulty? Medium. Find Dunk and remove his head. Return it to Grunk, along with the family heirloom. Don't die. Reward, 10 gold, 1,000 XP. Grunk continued.
You can find him in the blacksmith section. Yarg's shop. He works there. You can't miss him. Big as me, twice as ugly.
Mace rose to leave, and Grunk followed. He gave Mace a solid clap on the shoulder that was going to leave a nasty bruise.
Good luck, friend.
Mace left the tavern and made his way across town. The blacksmith section was on the west side. There was an iron mine on that side of the cavern, and the smiths could get easy access to the ore. Immernacht wasn't the sort of place one could stop and ask directions, so Mace made his way from shop to shop, looking for a giant orc that looked like a Grunk, only uglier. He found his target at the fourth shop he visited. Dunk was unloading a wagon behind the smithy, lifting several long rods of iron stock at once and depositing them in a bin near the alley. Mace didn't see anyone else around, so he approached the orc. Dunk was truly as large as his brother, if not larger. He had the same mottled skin and wide shoulders, massive arms and hands the size of cartwheels. Mace noticed the family brooch was pinned directly to the hide of Dunk's chest. It was an ugly thing, with a roughly cut stone and a silver setting that looked like it had been shaped by a child.
"Hey, you! Is this Yarg's shop?"
he asked in as authoritative a voice as he could muster. He was, after all, a drow.
"Yup. Who are you?"
Dunk responded. "I'm here to commission a special blade. Tell Yarg I'm here." Dunk looked confused.
"Yarg not here. You want to wait?"
Mace looked thoughtful for a moment. "I'll wait." Dunk just grunted and went back to unloading. Mace let him work for a few minutes, then asked, "What is that, pinned to your chest? A medal? Were you a soldier?" Dunk, not quite as dumb as he looked, dropped the iron he'd been holding.
"Yes, Orc Army. Hero medal. Highest honor. Gived to me for killing 100 kobolds in one fight. Very valuable."
He eyed Mace hopefully. Mace obliged him. "You must be very proud. I don't suppose you'd be willing to part with it. It'd make a perfect gift for a friend who loves all things military."
"Dunk has sick mother. Needs medicine. Expensive medicine. And decent food to eat. Dunk only has metal to sell. Not happy, but will sell for 50 gold.
Mace kept a straight face. The ugly thing wasn't worth a single gold. Grunk wasn't kidding about it only having sentimental value. Still, Mace played along. "I'm afraid I don't have 50 gold on me. It isn't safe to walk around the city with that much gold, but if you'll accompany me back to my home, I have more gold there." Dunk's eyes lit with greed. He nodded his head, saying,
"Dunk escort you. You will be safe. Nobody screws with Dunk the hero."
So Mace led the massive orc away from the smithy and northward to the temple section. Drow worshipped a variety of gods, and each one required regular sacrifice. A solid 15% of the slave market trade went to providing sacrifices for the temples. At any given time of day or night, screams could be heard ringing through the temple district like church bells in a human kingdom. It was a good place to murder someone without drawing attention.